Dr. Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truth and awareness. Today we would like to discuss what it means indeed to be on the spiritual path. For indeed a spiritual path is something you have the right to choose or deny by your given rights. Indeed, you are all spirits indeed, but as you come into the planetary system of this physical world, the planet Earth, you are in free will, and you have choice, dear friend. You always have choice. That is part of the blessing, part of the learning, part of the challenge indeed. Will you choose indeed to live a spiritual life where you are dedicated to the highest part of your being, where you are open to remembering who you are, why you have come here, what you have committed to learn and grow with, or will you indeed allow, yes, the sands of time, the winds of the earth world, the physical world, to deny you the memory, to sweep you away in the stimulation and all the worldly affairs that will indeed attract your attention immediately. Now, many of you do awaken. There will be certain things that you have triggered within yourself, things that you have set up for yourself before you have even incarnated, that will help you indeed remember who you are. And yes, indeed, when that happens, we are all celebrating in the spiritual world. Your spiritual team is, yes, cheering you on, encouraging you to remember even more, so that you will be able to use your power, so that you will be able to live this life to the fullest of all that you can, all that you can be. So there are many advantages if you will allow yourself to remember that you are a very spiritual being full of light and love. You will be more in tune with your power. You will have the great advantage over many others to be able to accomplish so much more. Now, of course, it's not just accomplishments that will indeed keep you on a spiritual path, but it will also be a much stronger sense of joy that if you allow yourself to align more with your higher self, with your guides and teachers, if you allow, yes, God, Goddess, all that is to be with you every day, you will feel elated. You will feel an energy that will help you in every aspect of your life. It will help you, yes, indeed, complete your projects, complete your dreams, your goals. You will have such an easier path indeed by choosing to align on a more spiritual path. Now, if you do not choose, of course, there's still learning and growing, but your path may be, shall we say, a little slower. You will be encompassed, you will be dragged down by the lower vibration of the earth, which indeed pulls on every single being that is here, for it has almost a, shall we say, a disease-infected pull, almost as if there was a virus in the air. It keeps your energy a little lower. And it has a contaminating effect at times, creating confusion, creating a sense of fear and anger at times. And so indeed, when you are not, yes, focusing your eyes, opening your mind and your heart to the spiritual side of your being, you will be a little more dragged down. So of course, as your teachers, your friends, your loved ones in the spirit realms, we want to help you avoid that. We want to help spur your memory and to help you indeed move past that energy field that can keep you from completing your goals, keep you from feeling elation and joy. Indeed, we want this experience for you to be pleasurable. We want you to be able to embrace a sense of celebration. For indeed, you have the courage to come to the earth plane. And indeed, we want you to remember all the tools that are available to you as you indeed decide, yes, I remember, I am spirit. Yes, I've chosen this lifetime. And now, indeed, you can open to the vastness of the divine self that is within you and that will give you so many more tools, so many more dreams that your soul will provide for you. So, of course, it is quite beneficial indeed for you to think about what does it mean to you to be on a spiritual path. For indeed, for each individual who hears our words, it will be a little different, and that is just as it should be. Now, for some, being on a spiritual path may be going to church, it may be involving an organized religion or group. And if indeed that brings you that sense of joy, if that brings you a sense of power, well, hip hip hooray for you, dear friends. We will support you. We will indeed encourage that growth in the way that is feasible, in the way that will help you the most in this lifetime. Now, for some of you, that may not work. For some of you, you will feel restricted in that format of organized religion. For some of you, but you may need to strike out on your own and find your own sense of spirit in a more unorthodox way. You may indeed explore many different alternative philosophies. You may look more toward Buddhism. You may look toward more, yes, transcendentalism, more of a philosophy that is free form, that doesn't even have a name on it, goodness gracious, that is totally acceptable. And so we want all of you to open up to your own beauty in your soul and allow it to guide you. For indeed, there's where you will find the truth of your own unique spiritual path. Now, once you have indeed discovered, well, maybe he's right, that Dr. Peebles, there is a spiritual path here for all of us. We want you to begin to create the next steps on your path. Now, if you believe that your path, just because you have discovered a spiritual path, will be free of challenges and problems, well, we have another thing for you. For as part of much of your designed life, you wanted a path that would create challenge. Now, you can allow those bumps in the road, or those obstacles on your path to derail you, to put you down, to even indeed stop things for you, or you can see them as simply a challenge for you to overcome that will help you grow stronger, that will help you realize your power, that will indeed bring you closer ever to the realization of your true heritage. Yes, indeed, as master beings, as sons and daughters of the divine. So your spiritual path is up to you. What will you do with it? How will you choose to travel on that path? Will you choose to travel alone? Well, we certainly don't hope so. Now, there will be friends, there will be teachers along the path, both in the physical world and in the spiritual realm. Many of you are opening to a spiritual path and finding yourself quite alone on the path. And you look around and you say, goodness gracious, where is everyone? Nobody quite sees it the same way as I do. Now you have an opportunity here to first of all realize you have the ability, the power to call to you the different people who are aligned like you. And in many ways, you are in a time and place on the planet where many are being, shall we say, brought together into the light so that you will be able to commune with each other. You will be able to grow with each other. You will not feel alone. You will have others that will understand you, others that you can debate with, others that will help you grow and learn in your own way, in your own time and space. Now, indeed, call them to you, dear friends. Know that they are there. Know that there are many, many members of your spiritual family, of your soul group, scattered around the earth. And they are indeed searching for you as much as you desire for them to be present with you. Call them to you. Imagine them in your life, sharing with you, laughing with you, growing together. And indeed, you will find your life being quite enriched by that energy, by the love of others. Now, indeed, at this time, the more that you gather together with others on your spiritual path, the stronger the force of love will be. And yes, in due time, the path will widen, the path will grow stronger, more filled with a beautiful light and will lead up into the higher frequencies indeed. The force on the path will go so strong that others will be attracted to that path more and more. Now, this path isn't restricted to one philosophy, one creed, one way of perceiving your world, your reality. It is quite open, and as long as there is an attitude of love and acceptance, indeed, we would ask for all of you to be tolerant of other beliefs, of other ways of thinking. For indeed, the spiritual path is indeed one that allows for everyone to be the unique being they are. So do indeed keep in mind always the loving law of allowance, where you allow everyone to grow in their own way, their own time, and their own space, and of course, starting with yourself. So, dear friends, as you continue to experience, yes, the joys, the challenges of this chosen lifetime on the planet Earth, what will you create for your spiritual path? Will you plant your feet firmly on it? Will you allow yourself to travel on a path of ease? Or will you create struggle for yourself? When you do find challenges, will you gently help yourself realize that it is just an experience along the path and that you have the ability to learn your lessons, to heal and grow quickly and easily move through the challenge and on to the next stage on the spiritual path? We remind you, of course, that the path is never one that you will be left alone. If there is pain, if there is confusion, if you have questions, indeed, you always have spiritual assistance on the path available to you. And indeed, if you are firmly on that path, you will realize that you will feel us. At times you may hear us. And the more you are on the path, your senses will begin to expand even more and more. You may even indeed see us walking on the path with you, goodness gracious. We would be quite honored for that, quite pleased indeed. But the more you awaken, the more you allow your senses to expand, to sense us, to feel us, to hear us, we are indeed celebrating for you, with you. And indeed, there's where we will be able to reach you, to dance with you, to walk with you, to talk with you even more. We want to be of great service. We want to be able to help you. And that is why, indeed, we are working with such channels, such as Kim here now, to be able to relay messages of support, to encourage you to do not stop, to do not allow any seeming distractions, obstacles to get in your way for long. Your path will be, yes, indeed, like a wonderful tourist trip and the most exciting adventure that you could ever imagine. Allow yourself to experience it all. Yes, indeed, to remind yourself from time to time that it is an illusion, it is a creation of your mind, so that you will be able to grow, you will be able to expand more and more into the light of your own being. Indeed, in time, you will find the path quite crowded, and you will be in a state of ecstasy as you see, indeed, the joy of others that you will be able to grow with, that you will be able to understand. Together you will be able to create a new world indeed, where so many of the challenges and problems of your current world, you will be able to overcome and put them behind you. Peace indeed is the ultimate goal for being on the spiritual path. That is your right. That is at the core of your being. Indeed, as you remember, as you allow yourself, as you indeed choose to plant your feet firmly on the path, well, indeed, you are on your way. And we will always be there next to you, sometimes giving you a little push when you falter, sometimes helping you up when you fall. But do indeed call upon us at any time, and we will indeed be there, always your friend, always there to love you. Dear friends, we do hope that you will give more thought, more consideration to your own path, what that means to you. Are you ready to embark on a higher adventure of consciousness? Are you willing to expand into the higher realms? Dear friends, it will be a wondrous adventure. We look forward to working with you even more in the future. God bless you indeed.